What's up? What we really think of youth. I am impressed that today's youth have deep desires to serve and bless others, to make a difference in this world. They also crave the joy that their service brings. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Coming to Ourselves, the Sacrament, the Temple, and Sacrifice and Service. Ensign, May 2012, page 36.
Christmas Break Reading. Imagine having some free school days to start the new year. Your possibilities are wide open. Do you go camping? Take a road trip to visit relatives? Start a new hobby? A group of 29 youth from Texas, USA, chose to hold a scripture reading marathon. Their goal? To read the entire Book of Mormon over the break. Held during a school break at the beginning of 2012, the reading marathon was an ambitious undertaking. To help them all stay together, the youth read along while listening to an audio narration. There were also some surprising challenges. During the first day, a main water line broke in town, leaving them with no running water. Determined to stay on track, leaders hauled in water from food storage. The youth wanted to keep reading despite the obstacles. As they approached the end of the reading marathon, a big cheer went up after they had turned off the recording and a member of the stake presidency read the final chapter out loud. "There are good things and there are better things," says Audrey J., one of the youth in attendance. "This was a better thing for us." Quote from conference. "In this turbulent environment, we rejoice in being disciples of Jesus Christ." Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. "What thinks Christ of me?" Ensign, May 2012, page 111. This month in history. January 5, 1841. The prophet Joseph Smith establishes the Nauvoo Lyceum, a religious school that functioned as a sort of early missionary training center.
My favorite scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 33. How long can rolling waters remain impure? What power shall stay the heavens? As well might man stretch forth his puny arm to stop the Missouri River in its decreed course, or to turn it upstream as to hinder the Almighty from pouring down knowledge from heaven upon the heads of the Latter-day Saints. I read this every time I need strength from God. It helps me realize and understand His power, and it makes my fear of the evils of the world disappear. Lillian S., 17, Florida, USA.
Tell us about your favorite scripture in a paragraph or two. Send it to us along with a photo by going to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Material.
Five group snow date ideas. Snow painting. Fill up spray bottles with water tinted by food coloring and use a snowbank as your canvas. A snow sculpting contest way beyond snowmen. Think gigantic spiders or life-size superheroes. Build a snow castle, sandcastle style. Use pots, cups, and buckets for molds. Go bowling. Pack down a stretch of snow as an alley, and then use a basketball and empty 2-liter bottles for pins. Hold a blindfolded snowball dodgeball contest. Once you're hit, you're out.
By the numbers. 98% of people in an email survey said they like or really like the Mormon ad in the New Era. If you'd like to join our email list and get regular newsletters, usually sent monthly, just say so in an email to newera@ldschurch.org.
We've got mail. I feel better. Every time the New Era comes, I grab the magazine and turn to The Extra Smile. The stories are also great, and when I'm sad or lonely, I read the stories to help me feel better. Nathan K., 14, Utah, USA.
I am not alone. As I have read the words of the prophet and leaders of the church, as well as words from other youth, I have realized that I am not alone in facing the challenges of the world. Allie V., 14, Nebraska, USA.
He hears our prayers from youth.lds.org. This is so true. See Facing the Storms of Life at lds.org/go/13e. So often in my trials, I think, I cannot endure this, but somehow I always manage to, through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father hears our every prayer. The peace the Spirit brings is gentle and quiet, but it is there. Heavenly Father and the Savior will pull us through. Meredith Eve B., age 15, Australia.
We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org. newera.org and clicking Submit Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50th East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024.